Over the weekend, Sonoma County announced that two residents were diagnosed with novel coronavirus without having traveled abroad. That brings the total number of cases in the county to six. KRCB's Adia White has more on what these new cases mean for the community.
Sonoma County announced its first case of community spread of coronavirus on Saturday. The person infected was an employee at the Rohnert Park Healthcare Center and was directed to self-quarantine.
We maintained all along that it's not a matter of if we would see this community transmission, but when we would see this community transmission. And we've been preparing all along for this scenario.
That's Interim Health Officer Dr. Sundari Mace talking about the first case of community spread at a press conference on Sunday.
So on March 12th, I implemented a proactive surveillance effort to determine if there has been any community transmission of COVID-19. At that time, we only had three cases that we were aware of, and we didn't have any evidence of community transmission. From this heightened surveillance project, we have now identified, as of March 14th, an additional case of COVID-19 that appears to be from community transmission.
Officials declined to provide more information, including what the person's role at the center was. The Petaluma Health Center, which owns the Rohnert Park Health Center, said in a statement that it is reaching out to everyone who may have come into contact with the infected employee. When asked at Sunday's press conference how many were being contacted, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Nuit Licht responded that,
I think while I can share what that guesstimate number is, I'm not sure that that's as important as everyone realizing that this is in the community and that everybody needs to be careful right now.
Less than 12 hours later, the county announced a second case of community spread. As of Monday afternoon, it has not provided further details on that case. Chair of the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors, Susan Gorin, advised that residents stay calm.
We know from the example of other counties who are weeks ahead of us in confronting COVID-19 that there is plenty of food, toilet paper, and other necessities, but only if you avoid hoarding.
The Sonoma County Board of Supervisors is asking residents to watch its weekly meeting today online instead of in person. When asked whether supervisors would consider a moratorium on evictions during the crisis, Supervisor Gorin said it was possible.
I recognize the economic impact of closures. Closure of events certainly will magnify through the community. And as in our other disasters, we're going to be carefully monitoring the economic impact, potential job loss, the need for benefit enhancement and eligibility services out there in the community. And I think that's the next step. The first step is really evaluating what is happening from a public health perspective, and then evaluating how the impact will be felt throughout all of our community.
In the meantime, Governor Gavin Newsom announced Sunday that bars and wineries across the state should close to prevent the spread of COVID-19. All this on St. Patrick's Day, usually one of the best days for business in local bars and restaurants. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.
Tonight, you can take part in our second coronavirus virtual town hall. Watch at 7 p.m. on KRCB TV 22 and KPJK TV 60 in the South Bay. Listen live here on Radio 91. Learn more, including how to submit a question at norcalpublicmedia.org/coronavirus.